Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this Friday. School is now back in session for almost all students of all ages in most parts of the world. So here's an important question. Why school? Why does every society in the world place a high value on educating their children? Why do many societies urge all their citizens to keep learning at every age for the rest of their lives? Is there a danger in too much learning? I'm sure we all agree that education is fundamental to human life. Probably all of us know at least one adult living the tragedy of illiteracy. They have simply never learned to read or write. People, families, communities, and entire societies greatly benefit as the educational level, the amount of learning, increases, right? But join me again as the Apostle Paul cautions us about learning in the 8th chapter of his first letter to his Christian friends in the great city of Corinth, Greece, about 2,000 years ago. Paul wrote, "We know that we all possess knowledge, but knowledge puffs up, while love builds up." 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Have you found it dangerous to rush when you read the most important book in the world, the only book authored by God himself, the Bible? This is one of those times. It would be easy to rush by that statement without much reflection. So I call us to pause and think. Why is the Holy Spirit of God giving us a warning here? Because it's true, isn't it? While we benefit greatly as our learning about any topic increases, we have a natural tendency to get prideful as our knowledge increases, right? But selfless love, serving love, love that helps other people comes from a humble heart. Right? So look around where you live. Which is more honored, great learning or humble serving love? Paul starts with that simple but powerful statement because in Corinth, one of the problems was people comparing themselves to each other in almost every way. Education, religion, economics, influence, power, wealth, etc. Is the comparison trap a big deal in your city? Have you fallen into that trap more than once in your life? Corinth was a city filled with many different religions and religious practices, all competing with each other for the hearts and minds and dollars of the Corinthians. So, Paul made this powerful statement. There is no God but one. There is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things came, and through whom we live. But not everyone possesses this knowledge, 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Once again, I urge us to pause and don't rush past this line of demarcation. Paul was challenging every religious idea, system, theory, practice, temple, and priest in Corinth to compare their God, whatever it was, to the one true, living, almighty, holy God, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see that Paul claimed the God he served is the origin, the source of all things everywhere, including humanity, and thus all human life is challenged to live for the honor and glory of Creator God? Do you see Paul declaring Jesus Christ, God the Son and our Savior, is the author of life, the only one who gives us what we need for life here and eternal life with God? Paul was confident those factual statements about the one true God distinguished Paul's truthful teachings from those of all the other religious theories in Corinth. In his letter to the Christians in Colossae, Paul expanded on this by writing, "The Son is the image of the invisible God. In him, all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Colossians chapter 1. Is this the foundational truth for life as you know it? And are you living your life within the framework of those distinctive God truths? But did you notice Paul's statement, "But not everyone possesses this knowledge"? That challenges us to consider how we deal with people who are living in the darkness, the confusion and disillusionment of not knowing these fundamental life God truths. It should not be difficult to recognize that the vast majority of humanity does not know or embrace the foundational truth about God, which Paul declared. Thus, a minority of humanity is trying to live God-honoring lives, while a vast majority of humanity rejects those efforts to honor God and the fundamental pillars of truth upon which we are building our lives. Do you see the conflict? Paul challenges us to look closely at how our living in the light of knowing God's truth can be prideful or intolerant or judgmental or disrespectful toward others who don't yet have God's truth guiding their minds, hearts, and choices in life. Paul wrote, "Be careful that the exercise of your freedom in Christ does not become a stumbling block to the weak." 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Yes, it should not be difficult for you and me to recognize the truth values conflicts in our cities. But can we look closely to see how our standing on and for God's truth may actually be building barriers, restricting those in the confused darkness from discovering and understanding and embracing God's truth? Can we understand how our bold stance on God's truth can actually further blind the minds of those in darkness so they resist God's truth even more intensely? That is a fundamental spiritual battle, isn't it? Let's pause right here, and I urge you to carefully read every verse of 1 Corinthians chapter 8, giving careful thought to this battle of learning, the struggle for finding reliable, verifiable, life-giving truth. Because Jesus is the author of truth, John chapter 14, verse 6, invite Jesus to guide your thinking in this.